365 of them were prohibitions that start with you shall not.
其中365条诫命系禁令，即系你唔可以做乜嘢，你唔可以做乜嘢。
The remaining 248 laws were positive ones. You shall do this and that.
剩下落嚟嘅248条诫命就系正面嘅诫命，即系你要守乜嘢，你要做乜嘢。
One could perhaps refrain from doing the things prohibited, but how could anyone possibly do all that was required?
人有可能去唔守一啲去唔守一啲禁令，但系点可能去守所有要求嘅禁令呢？诫命呢？
Furthermore, many of them often conflicted each other, and rabbis constantly discussed which rules have the priority.
再者，嗰啲诫命里边咧，好多都系互相矛盾嘅，所以咧，好多犹太人嘅老师夫子咧，就成日要去讨论，花时间去讨论究竟边啲诫命系优先嘅。
It was necessary to establish priorities among those rules.
建立呢啲优先次序系非常之重要。
What should one do first?
边一样系首先嘅呢？
Which of the law is the most important?
边一样系最重要嘅呢？
Which commandments are great and heavy, while others are less important and lighter?
边一样嘢系重要嘅呢？边一样嘢系比较轻嘅咧，冇咁重要嘅呢？
What is the greatest commandment?
最重要嘅诫命系咩嘢呢？
Today's story comes at the conclusion of the several conflicting stories.
今日经文记载系喺马可福音里边讲到，耶稣同文士里边有好多嘅冲突。这个咧就系去到一个好多一连串冲突里边嘅总结。
Jesus had been challenged by the religious leaders to reveal the source of his authority.
主耶稣被文士同埋法利赛人多种嘅挑战，去希望。耶稣去显明究竟他的权柄是从哪里来的。
He had been asked questions designed to entrap, questions about the paying taxes to Caesar and the nature of a relationship in resurrected life.
耶稣被问到很多问题都是有个圈套在背后，他被问到究竟应不应该纳税给该撒，究竟复活之后人和人之间的关系是怎样。
Probably for some who has heard him preach and teach,He was considered as a threat to their authority.
也许很多人已经听过耶稣教导很多很多次，所以他们觉得耶稣的权柄是威胁他们的权柄。
So they have tried to discredit him.
所以他们希望去诋毁耶稣。
And then one of those scribes who had seen Jesus answered well to all those questions sincerely asked, Which commandment is the first of all?
其中有个文士听到主耶稣回答得好，就好诚恳咁同问耶稣，诫命中哪一条系要紧嘅呢
？Of course, this is not the question that had been asked for the first time.
当然咧，呢个问题唔系第一次被问到嘅问题。
It has been subject of the much discussion among Pharisees and scribes.
因为法利赛人同文士经常都系讨论呢个问题。
Which law is relatively important than others?
边一条嘅诫命系比较重要呢？
Which commandment is the first of all?
哪一条诫命是首要的呢？
As a matter of fact, we always face with the decisions about priorities in our life.
其实在我们生命里面，我们时刻都要面对一些决定。
Every day when we wake up, we must decide what the most important things we should do are.
每一天我们起床就要决定我们优先要做什么。
As for me, oftentimes I have to decide,Do I have to work on the sermon for next Sundays, or go to see the people in the hospital, or call people who missed the last Sunday?
对牧师来讲，可唔可以起身，佢就要决定究竟佢要准备下一个星期嘅崇拜嘅讲章啊，去探病人啊，定系要打电话问候一啲缺席崇拜嘅人
？Usually, we pastors gather together for fellowship on Mondays as a day off of a week, but seemingly there is no relief even in our day offs.
通常牧师在星期一就会放假，他就会跟其他牧师一起有团契的时间，但是到那天他们都很忙碌的。
Phone calls are never stopped, and it's very rare to see all of them who said to be there.
他们电话不停地响，还有很多时候他们都未必齐人的，很多时候答应了的人都不会出现。
We all make decisions every day without a sense of what is most important for us to do.
我们每天都做很多不同的决定，但很多时候我们都是很无意识地去做一些决定。
Without a sense of the relative importance of things, we often simply bounce from activity to activity, event to event, with no sense of direction or purpose.
我哋好多时候都毫无意识，唔知边比较重要，到最后就营营役役咁样去浪费我哋嘅日子。
That seems equally true as we attempt to live as God wants us to live.
同样地，就好似我哋用咁嘅态度去过我哋每一日，就亏欠咗神希望我哋所过嘅日子，点样去过我哋嘅日子。
However, which commandment is the first of all is worth our time to ask ourselves.
然而哪一个诫命是首先的呢？这个问题我们真的要花时间去思考。
It is a question of what are the principles and the value which governs my life.
究竟什么原则、什么价值观 去管理我们的生命呢？
What is the single standard by which I measure everything that I say and I do accordingly?
究竟以什么单一的标准去衡量 我所行、我所思、我所想呢？
I believe the maturity in the Christian life or growth in the love of God is rooted in the awareness that there are two commandments that are above all others.
牧师相信基督徒成熟的生命和对上帝的爱是建基于这两条诫命，是这两条诫命比任何诫命都重要。
Jesus' answer to the scribe's question should be our standards.
主耶稣回答文士的答案就应该是我们的标准。
The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
第一条诫命就是，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
第二条诫命就是你要爱人如己。
There is no other commandment greater than this.
再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
These are the questions of the, is there only one God whom you worship?
这个问题就是引申到究竟你是不是敬拜独一的真神呢？
Do you love God with all that you are?
你有没有全心全意倾尽所有去爱神呢？
Do you admit that there are others you have to love and share your life as much as you love yourself?
你是否承认有周围的别人，周围的人你要去爱，去分享你的生命，以致呢，好像你爱别人如同爱你自己一样。
It is so true that it is above all a question of priorities.
真实的，是很真实的，就是究竟我们这个就是一个优先次序的问题。
Of all the things that we can do for God,The priority is love.
在众多我们可以为神所做所行的事里面，最优先的就是爱。
Well, love?
你会说，蛤？爱？
Then I can do that.
我可以去爱啊。
I can love God some of the time.
我可以爱神啊，有时候我可以爱神。
I can love you, most of you, that is.
我可以爱你，大部分的你们我都可以爱。
But when Jesus answered, he spoke not only the priority of love, but also the totality of life that love engages.
但当于主耶稣的回答，他不是说爱的优先，而 是那个爱的那个摆上，那个完全，以致生命去完全去摆上去爱。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Yes, with all.
是啊，倾尽所有去爱。
But in reality of life, we are people of divided loyalties.
但在真实生命里面，我们是一个不太忠心的人。
We all should admit that.
我们应该是这样坦白地承认。
Most of us do not give all of ourselves to anything.
大部分的人都不会将我们的生命放在任何一个地方。
Not to our work, not to our family, not to our health, not even to God.
不会放在我的家庭里面，不会完全放在我们的生活里面，我们的工作里面，甚至我们的健康里面。
How can we give all of ourselves to one thing?
我们怎么可以将我们的生命完全投放在一样东西里面呢？
Don't you know that there are so many things claim our attention and energy?
你知不知道有多少事情是消耗我的精神专注时间啊？
How can we do love God with all of what we are?
我们怎么可以全能全心全意去爱神呢？
But that's probably why we all are falling short of the what God wants us to live for.
这个就可能是为什么我们亏欠了神，不能够好像神希望我们这样去活的原因。
We all live in partial fulfillment of our potential. God intended us to be and our capability.
我哋都唔好完全咁去活我哋生命，虽然神赐我哋好多好多嘅恩典同埋能力，但系我哋都系亏欠。
Many scriptures are definitely telling about it.
好多经文里边都讲到呢一点。
Contrast to the Gospel of Luke or of Matthew, Mark's Gospel writes that Jesus quoted the entire passage from the book of Deuteronomy.
与路加福音同马太福音唔一样，马可福音就将到耶稣嘅回答咧，系将整篇嘅回生命嘅里边系列咗出嚟。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God.
耶稣系引述生命记里边嗰一段系咁样话：以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
We should note that before asking people to love God, Jesus declared that God is one.
佢讲到佢首先要我哋爱神嘅时候，耶稣基督佢宣告神系独一嘅神。
God cannot be divided or separated.
神系唔可以分割嘅。
What God does wholly, fully, and completely.
神所做的是整体性的，是充满的，是完全的。
He stands in remarkable contrast to the brokenness and incompleteness of our own life.
这样是跟我们生命里面的破碎、支离破碎成很大的对比。
Yes, what we do partially.
是的，很多时候我们做都是半桶水。
But God does totally.
但是神做的呢，就是全完全的，完整的。
And what God does is love.
神所做的就是爱。
When the laws of Moses and the teaching of Jesus ask us to love God with all that we are, it is asking us to love as we are loved by God.
当摩西律法和耶稣教导我们去爱神的时候，就是要我们完全地去爱，是爱我们好像神爱我们一样。
Do you know that what does mean to love the Lord our God with all our heart?
你知不知道尽心去爱神，爱主你的神是什么意思呢？
For most of us, loving God with our hearts, with our emotions, our feelings was the starting point of our faith.
对很多人来讲，爱上帝，用我们的心去爱上帝，我们的情绪爱上帝，我们的感觉去爱上帝，就是信心的起点。
However, in these days, some people wrongly convince themselves that our faith matures, the intensity of the early, the first love, just naturally wanes and cools.
但很多时候我们又会有一个误解，有些人有一个误解，就是当你成熟了去 信主成熟了之后，你对上帝的激情，上帝的爱就会慢慢地去淡却，会去退下。
But we should know that the emotional filled love is not the sign of an immature love.
但我们应该知道一个成熟的爱不等于一个是没有激情的爱。
Rather, the emotional outbursts such as cries and laughs and sings and moans are theLife signs of the vital faith, a heartfelt piety, a genuine love.
反而一个情绪的爆发，好像是哭泣、欢笑、唱歌或者是一个慨叹，都是一个充满生命 的信仰，那个心、那个真实的信仰那个表达。
We need to recover the passion.
我要重拾当初的爱。
And the compassion of Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督的怜悯。
How can we experience the joy of the Lord without heart that lifts at the sounds of Jesus' name?
如果我们听到主耶稣的名字而没有欢欣、没有雀跃的时候，我们怎么可以经历在主里面那个喜乐呢？
Then what does it mean to love the Lord our God with all our soul?
尽性去爱主耶稣、爱主你的神又是什么意思呢？
The soul is considered as the combination of our divine spark and spirit and human.
性是讲到尽性嗰个性系讲到系嗰、那个神嗰、那个精神同埋嗰个人性。
It makes us so much more than the sum of all our part.
佢系包括我哋多超越过我哋所有嘅一切所融合嘅。
When we love God with our whole soul, we succeed in integrating our faith into all of our being.
当我哋尽性去爱神嘅时候，我哋就能够成功咁将我哋信仰融入在我们的生命里面。
It means we cannot separate our religious life from the rest of our life if the love of the Lord has entered deeply into our soul.
意思就是说，如果主耶稣的爱是深深进入了我们的性里面，我们的灵魂里面，我们就不可以将我们的信仰生命和我们的生活去分割出来。
Yes, a soul sensitized by Jesus' own compassion and sacrifice can never again see the world as a separated and secular place.
是啊，被耶稣的灵所感动的，他的怜悯，他牺牲所感动的灵魂，不会见到这个世界，觉得这个世界是一个世俗的世界，或者是一个分割的世界。
It forces us to extend our faith toward our own neighbors and community that need salvation.
是驱使我们去了将我们的信仰，我们的信心，去与我们的邻舍，我们的社区去分享，希望他们得到这个救恩。
To love with all our soul forces us out of our particular race and gender so that we can experience the injustice and oppression.
尽性去爱神就是叫我们能够脱离超越我们的性别，我们那个种族，以致我们可能会受到逼迫或者受到一些不公平的对待。
Then what does that mean to love the Lord our God with all mind?
尽意爱主你的神又是什么意思呢？
When our mind is touched by our hearts and yet sharpened by our soul, it becomes a powerful tool for serving Christ in the world.
当我们的意是被我们的心、我们的灵所感动的时候，我成为基督有力量的器皿，可以服侍这个世界。
A mind committed to Christ doesn't spend all its energies thinking up schemes for just getting ahead, maximizing profit or minimizing the risk.
一个完全委身在主耶稣基督里面的意志，是不会将时间花在究竟怎样才可以去争先，或者是可以得取最大的利润，或者是怎样去避免去减低这个风险。
A mind devoted to Christ always finds ways to spread the news of God's redeeming love for the world.
一个完全委身在基督里面的意志，是时常去找方法，希望将这个好信息，就是基督救赎的爱，去传给其他人。
Finally, what does it mean to love the Lord our God with our all strengths?
最后，尽力爱主你的神又是什么意思呢？
Our individual strengths is a combination of our body and the other elements motivate our heart, our soul, and our mind.
我们的个人的力量就是包括我们的身体和其他推动我们的心、我们 的性、我们的意志那个元素。
Problem is that we tend not to take the body too seriously.
问题就是有时我们不是很着重我们自己的身体。
But we should remember that God thought our physicality very important enough to become incarnate himself as a man.
但是我们要记得上帝是非常看重我们的躯体，以致他是叫主耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们当中。
Surely it indicates that our bodies can bear witness to God's love too.
我们要记得我们的身体、我们的躯体是可以为主做见证。
If we love our Lord our God with all our strengths, we must be purposeful about tuning and using ourselves.Including our bodies.
如果我们尽力爱主爱神的时候，我们就可以很有目标地去调教我们自己，是用我们的身体去荣耀神。
We should not abuse our whole self.
我们不应该滥用我们自己的身体。
We need to keep a balanced life that is not only good for ourselves, but also demonstrate God's presence in our life.
我们应该过一个均衡的生活，以致我们可以为主做一个见证，是见到是叫人见到神与我们同在。
The problem is that to love as God loves always involves risk.
但问题就是当我们说要爱神的时候，一定包含一些我们要付出 的危机或者一些代价。
The only person that I know who loved God that fully and completely, the only person I know who truly loved others as he loved himself, found himself on a cross.
牧师认识一个人，他是完全地爱神，爱到一个地步是将自己生命完全去摆上，那个人亦都是完全地爱人如同爱他自己，他到最后会钉死在十字架上。
Yes, love is ultimately an act of self-giving.
是啊，爱最后的行动就是牺牲自己。
But most of us simply do not wish to give ourselves away.
但很多时候我们都不愿意将自己去摆上。
William Temple once said that selfishness is our original sin and the source of all other sins.
20世纪英国圣公会一个主教叫 William Temple， 他就说到自私是人的原罪，亦都是所有罪的根源。
In other words, our sin is the failure to love.
另一个方法来讲就是罪是我们不能够去爱，就是我们的罪。
The second commandment also reflects often our love problem.
第二个诫命都提到我哋爱嘅问题。
To love each other as Jesus has loved us all.
爱其他人好似主耶稣爱我哋一样。
The scribe said to Jesus, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that He is one, and beside Him there is no other."
嗰个文士对耶稣话：夫子，你讲得啱，神系一位，实在不错。除了他以外，再没有别的神。
And to love Him with all our heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifice.
并且尽心尽志尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
Then Jesus saw that he answered wisely. He said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God."
耶稣见他回答有智慧，就对他讲话：你离神的国不远了。
And note that Jesus said he is not far from.
你要留意耶稣讲到话佢不远了。
Well, far from, that's not bad.
哦，你话不远了都唔错啊。
However, he is not there yet.
但是不远了不等于他已经去到那里，他还没去到那里。
The expert in the laws were closing in on the kingdom.
那个律法师是很接近，很接近这个神的国。
He was very close, he could reach out and touch it, but whether he entered the kingdom, we do not know.
他离这个天国很近了，但是甚至触手可及，但是他去不去到天国呢？我们不知道。
Did he follow Jesus or did he go on his own way?
他有没有跟随主耶稣，或者他只是偏行己路呢？
But the story didn't say further.
在圣经里面没有再继续记载。
The script just ends with a simple sentence. After that, no one dared to ask him any questions.
这个故事只是以此作结，就是说从此以后没有人敢再问他什么。
Perhaps Mark wants us to remember that participation in the reign of God is not a matter of having the right answer or knowledge to important questions in our search for the truth.
或许马可在这个经文里面，在这个福音书里面记载，是要我们提醒我们要与神的国有份，不是就是要去回答一些很重要的信仰问题。
It is not even a matter of recognizing the truth when we hear it.
不是说我们听到知道懂得去分辨哪些是真实的信仰。
That living in the reign of God is a matter of embodying that truth.
而是当我们要活在神的国里面，我们要体验神的真理。
It is letting that truth, the love of God, shape how we think and what we do.
就是让神的真理，神的爱去调教，去塑造我们怎样思想，怎样去行。
Living the truth is a matter of which direction we walk when we meet Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life.
活出真理是当我们认识主耶稣的时候，我们要去做决定的时候，我们知道怎样去行，去做决定，因为主耶稣就是那个道路、真理、生命。
Mark repeatedly tells us that to enter the kingdom is to follow Jesus to the cross and beyond. I mean, all the way to the cross.
马可就再次提醒我们，要进入神的国就要跟随主耶稣去到十字架，甚至是十字架以外的地方。
Yes, we need to take up our own cross, walk away from our selfishness towards the one from whom we learn to love.
是的，我们就要背起自己的十字架去跟从主耶稣，远离我们自己的自私，向住爱我们那个，要向他学习爱那个人去直奔。
Here we should remember what Martin Luther once said.
我们要记得宗教家马丁路德这样讲过。
A religion that gives nothing,cost nothing and suffers nothing is worth nothing.
他说一个信仰如果没有任何的付出，不用付任何的代价，不需要忍受任何的痛苦，那个信仰就一文不值。
There was a story of the wealthy man traveling through the Mediterranean world looking for the Apostle Paul.
曾经有这样的故事记载到，为一个很有钱的人，他就一直在地中海那里周围去旅行，希望寻找保罗，使徒保罗的脚踪。
He finally encountered Timothy, who arranged a visit.
他最后找到提摩太，那就叫提摩太帮他安排去见保罗。
Paul was at the time a prisoner in Rome.
保罗当时是被囚在罗马。
Stepping inside the cell, he was surprised to find the leather old man, physically frail, but whose serenity and magnetism challenged him.
这个有钱的人踏入这个囚室的时候，他就很惊讶，发现这个一个很身体软弱一个老人家就在这个囚室里面，但是他当中有平静安稳，也都是很吸引这个这个有钱的人。
They talked for hours.
他们谈了很久。
But finally, the man left with the Paul's blessing.
最后这个有钱的人离开，也都是得到保罗的祝福。
Outside the prison, the concerned man asked, "What is the secret of this man's power?"
咁呢个好有钱嘅人踏出呢个囚室之后，就好讶异、好奇怪，就问提摩太，究竟佢保罗嗰个能力系有咩秘诀咧？系从何而来嘅咧
？I have never seen anything like it before.
我从来未见过咁样嘅事情。
Didn't you guess? Replied Timothy. Paul is in love.
提摩太就回答啦：你冇猜到咩？保罗喺爱中啊。
To the answer, he looked bewildered. In love?
这个有钱人就很惊讶了，他说在爱中。
Yes, Paul is in love with Jesus Christ.
提摩太说，是啊，保罗很爱主耶稣，他与主耶稣是 很相爱。
Now he looked even more bewildered. Is that all?
那这个有钱人就很惊讶了，他说就是这样。
Then smiling, Timothy replied, Yes, that's everything, and that's enough.
咁提摩太就笑住回答：系啊，就系咁样，就已足够啦。
In this morning, my wish and prayer is that we all can be in love with our Lord Jesus Christ again, and we can show it to the whole world.
喺今日嘅早上，我盼望同埋祷告，希望每一个都能够与主耶稣相爱，并且喺世人里边去见证主耶稣。
Amen.
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 请会众一同起立，我哋唱《生命圣诗》。